AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The trial of Lindsey Clancy ends in a mistrial.
After 7 days of deliberations, jurors in the Plymouth trial of Lindsey Clancy could not reach a unanimous verdict on whether she was criminally responsible when she strangled her three young children in 2023.
I'm going to declare that the jury is deadlocked, and I'm going to declare a mistrial.
Events took a dramatic turn when Judge William Sullivan granted Clancy's attorney, Kevin Reddington, a chance to appeal to the top court in Massachusetts, but the appeal was denied. Clancy's attorney said she was suffering from postpartum psychosis when she killed her children, then tried to take her own life. Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz must now decide if prosecutors will retry the case.
The facts are Lindsey Clancy killed her three children, and the evidence suggested to us that she was in control of her actions when she committed those homicides.
I'm Jennifer King.
A report says a former labor secretary oversaw a toxic, intimidating, and humiliating work environment.
The report from the Labor Department's Office of Inspector General details a hostile work environment under former Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer. It also includes allegations that she engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a member of her security detail and violated travel regulations by combining personal and official travel. The report also accuses her of violating alcohol policies, having staff perform personal tasks on official time, and failing to properly report gifts. The findings are based on interviews with 53 current and former Labor Department staffers and one employee from another federal agency. It also includes a review of more than 500 documents, images, and videos. Chavez de Remer resigned earlier this year. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The U.S. job market rebounded in August as employers added a surprising 162,000 jobs. This is AP News. Caitlin Clark had 14 points and 11 assists as the U.S. beat China 94-61 in its Women's World Cup basketball opener on Friday. AP correspondent David Biller reports Rome is cracking down on golf carts that have become popular with tourists.
I'm riding through the streets of Rome on the back of what has become the new tourist sensation here, golf carts. These are tours that help people see all the major sites in just about 3 hours. And they're quiet and they're small, but there's a problem. They're not really regulated well. They have exploded in the past 2 years. The city says there were about 152 years ago. Now there's 300. The group that represents the carts says it might be as many as 500. They're everywhere, and people have complained that they're parking irregularly, that they take up space, but this issue is far from settled.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.